Well, it's snack time. Well, it's snack time. Well, I know it's supper time, but I like snacking. I like to do a snack right about now, too. You know, even after you supper, it's dessert time. How about let's just say it's time for some desserts? How about that? Is that better? Well, anyway, this is Terry McKeith. I'm here on Anchor FM. I'm doing a podcast today. I finally decided to do one. Once I got started, I've been doing them ever since. I think I started in March. And I didn't even send it out until probably April. I just was like wanting to do it, but didn't know really much. I was sort of fearful. But how many know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind? In other words, we're not breaking apart and falling apart. We are stable. And he said, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. So we might want to find that Bible verse in the Bible. The unstable, yes, they are. I'll give you a little hint where James talks about it. But anyway, I want y'all to know here today as you come into, as you podcasters are listening, here at the Soul Cafe, I'm Lady T at the table. The concept of my show is to get people come in and sit at my Soul Cafe, and I feed them spiritual food. I give them Bible verses. I sing songs, spiritually songs. I do things that are spiritually unto the Lord. So my kitchen, you know, the things that go on in my kitchen are very spiritually. I'm brewing up something. I'm cooking up something. And I'm trying to have a feast. And I'm inviting y'all to come to the table, here at the table on Anchor FM. Yes, it is a podcast. And also Spotify sponsored. And they have several other. Google also sponsored the podcasting. So you can listen in and, you know, you can start your own podcast if you want to. And also you can talk to me while I'm recording. You can come in as a friend. You can join in with me. You know, I would like to for you to be a co-host. Come and be my guest. Come and co-host with me. I would be the host and you be the co-host. So I'm looking to do creative things this year. If you're one of those people and God is speaking to you and you need to use the platform, I'm right here with you. If you need me to show you what to do here on Anchor FM, how to download the app here, Anchor FM, the app. And then it tells you that all your tools that you need are there. And you can even get paid doing this. And you can have lots of fun. You know, you can talk to other people. You know, you can sing. You can tell us about your music. And maybe you have a wedding. You might tell how many people you want to be at your wedding. You know, you want to talk to me maybe about some problems that you're going through spiritually. But, you know, I'm going to give you the answers because Jesus is the answer. I'm not going to give you my opinion, but I'm going to tell you what the Word says about it. So we're going to be going to the Word a lot here in this old cafe if you're coming in. And like I said, if you get thirsty, you know, I know God is the remedy for that, because he said if you drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. He said if you eat of this food of righteousness, you will never hunger again. You know, we have an appetite, and our appetite should be for the things of God, not the things of this world. We should love not the things of this world. That's the scripture. Love not the things of this world. He also lets us know that we should have no other gods before him. We can't put anything else before him. I mean, we can't put anything. Even when we want to think about certain things that we come and we can say we use it as excuse. God knows our excuses. He knows, just like when him and the ruler, they got into an argument where they got into it about all the Pharisees were sitting around listening to see what he was doing. When he went and got the oxen out of the neighbor's yard and did what he had to do, and he said, why would you do that? And he began to speak to them, you know, and let them know that you can help, you know, that this is a blessing to help people. If you see your falling in the ditch, go help them. And this is what he's saying. We see people falling every day. We as men and women of God, as we decree and declare, we got to go help them. So today I'm asking God to give us strength. I'm asking God to help us to guard our hearts and what we hear, what we see, our hearing. I'm praying that we will not lose sight of the goal. The goal is I'm setting I'm setting, I'm running toward the mark of the high calling, and I'm setting myself to run after the things of God. I have to deny myself. And that's really hard when you have so much flesh in you. When you're not fasting, when you're not reading the Word of God, it's easy to tell flesh, it's okay. And my husband asked me to do something. And I tell you, it's really been hard to just do that. And I know if I don't do what he asks, it's going to be some consequences. You know, I'm going to have an excuse. But I know there is no excuse to our wretched man. The Word of God tells us that too. So my best bet would be to do that and to stop fighting it. Has to be done eventually. Yes, it don't feel good. Yes, I don't want to do it. It's something simple. And, you know, I started the project a while back, but I didn't finish it. So now the day that it comes to down to that, I didn't take care of that matter. So now I got if y'all can see the mess I'm in right now, something happened to the refrigerator. So we had to take everything out. Now the refrigerator is being transferred right now as we speak to get another one in. So I'm here now with all these other things going on. But nevertheless, God is still with me. But I'm being disobedient. So I got to change that. I got to get up and I got to do what he asked me to do. So, but you know, nevertheless, I'm just thanking God for him giving me wisdom and knowledge, you know, to avoid some things. And I'm telling you all this, maybe it will help you, my sister, my brother. It will help you to be a better person. It will help you to say, I'm not going to fight. I'm going to do what's right. That's all it is. It's just it's about disciplining the flesh. And that's what we are really talking about here today on Anchor FM here at Terry McKeeson, Lady T at the table. So you all podcast listeners, as I said, it has been a beautiful day. Regardless of what I've been through, I'm still giving God the glory. So as you all listening, I'm praying that you will continue to bless God today. Continue to lift those hands up towards heaven. Continue to thank him. Just give him praise. I'm not there, but you are in a place where you can lift your hands towards God and thank him. Just give him my way and say, thank you, Lord. So as you are listening today, just be obedient. Just wave those hands in the air today. So I want to say thank you all. I thank you for coming in and visiting here at Lady T at the table here at my Soul Cafe, praying, saying that the righteousness, the prayers avail as much. So I'll be praying for you all, and I'm praying that you all will come in and enjoy what you're hearing today here on Anchor FM podcast. Well, good evening, my friends. I am Mr. Panther Bear, and I do have a very important message for you all here on Anchor FM at Terry McKeeson here too. I want to say that I want you to practice your safety measurements. Remember to stay 6 feet away. Remember to wash your hands when you go before and after using the bathroom. Remember to wash your hands. Wash, wash, wash. Remember to wash for more than 4 seconds. Remember that for more than 4 seconds. So wash your hands. Keep washing those hands, my friends. I am patrolling. I am watching to see here on Anchor FM Radio to see if you all are washing those hands. Yes, yes, yes. I'm going to create. Yes, I am. An app that when you get too close to a person, your phone will cause it to ring and say, beep, beep, you are too close. Stay back. Step back. I do encourage you to stay away. Stay back at least 6 feet. Stay your distance, okay? That is one of my safety rules today. Please remember to keep a mask and wear gloves. Keep your face covered at all times other than when you're at home and not exposed. At home, you should do more cleaning, more spraying, Lysol. I do recommend 2 or 3 cans of Lysol a day if you have to. Blow those germs out of here. Come on, girl. We're going to clean, clean, clean. We're going to scrub, scrub, scrub. We're going to do something with these germs now. We're going to tell them where to go and what to do. We're going to bust their bubbles. You know what I'm saying? Because I got some spiritual cleaner here today, too. Yes, I'm Mr. Panther
bear. Yes, I am. I am all ready for that virus thing. You hear me? I am scrapped up. I am loaded. Yes, I am corona free today. Do you hear me? Yes, I'm covered with the scriptures of Psalms. I say Psalms 91. Yes, I did. So there you go. I want you all to remember that there back in the Bible days, there was a pledge going on. And he said, if you would cover your house with the blood, he said, when I see the blood, yes, I'll pass over. So come on, y'all, let's pass over. Let's let it pass us by. Oh, yes, we want this to pass us by. We don't want it to stop in. No, no, no. We wanted to send it on a flight. We don't care where it go, but it's got to go somewhere. We do care. Yes, we do. We going to send it back to the pits, to the pits, to the pits, to the pits, to the pits of hell. Yes, that's where it's going today. I'm Mr. Panther Bear here with Terry McKeithen here on Terry McKeithen Anchor FM 2. So we are here today, and I'm coming in here as Panther Bear today to give you a safety measure, my friends and family. Please stay 6 feet away. I'm going to stress this. So I can't stress it anymore. Please stress it to your neighbors, to your friends, to those around you. Wash your hands, huh? When they give you a conversation, cover your mouth. We just going to get real technical here today because we got to kill these germs. Yes, we do. We got to fight. So put on your gloves and let's fight my neighbors and my friends here and my listeners on podcast today. So yes, as we all sit here, remember to wash your hands, to wash your face, to wash your whole body if necessary. Just get you a good old bath while you're at it. Yes, I do encourage you to do those things. Remember to scrub those feet. Yes, yes, yes. We could go on and on. But nevertheless, I'm Mr. Panther Bear here on Terry FM, Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. So drop by, sit a minute. Remember from this day forward to wash your hands and rinse your hands good and clean them and dry them real good too so that you can continue to kill the virus that they say that's going on. And I know it's got to be something that we can all do together. And that is called teaming up on this virus that they call this, all this common stuff, the cough, the sneeze and the runny nose, the drip drops, all of that, the drip drops. Yes, it'd be dropping. Then you might have to go to the bathroom. I think that might be the second stages of it. The bathroom, the nausea, the throwing up, the vomiting. I think that's the second. And then stage 3, I believe that you have then began to clean out of your system. Well, some of you just need to get y'all some good old laxative and drink up like some castor oil. How about would you like some castor oil? Oh, everybody, just get y'all a good old dose of castor oil. You might be doing some running, but it's okay, but you'll be running to the toilet, and the toilet will not say anything. That's a good thing about when I had to clean those toilets at the place of working. I had to go in the thing I liked about it because they would take my mess. Yes, the toilets, they would take my mess. They never said anything. So you know what? So they are meant for that. They are made for you to be able to go in and enjoy yourself. Yes, now they got this look. Even wash your bottom. You can, yes, guys, yes, girls, you can wash your bottom. It's called a bonnet. I think that's what they call a bonnet, girl. Yes, Mr. Panther coming at y'all, letting y'all know. Y'all can go and purchase bonnets now. Go and just clean your booties. Yes, make sure you clean your booties. But anyway, have a good day. I do hope all of you have taken the safety measurement test because I'm going to come back with it and I'm going to have some questions and I'm going to ask, do you have a runny nose? And do you have a temperature? Do you have any chills? Do you have a cough? Do you have runny nose? Do you have your eyes? Are your eyes? Or do you have allergy? Are you having a running? Yes. Come on now. Okay. It all sounds symptomatic to me. So what can we do? 2 things. We can continue to fight and wash our hands. And we can continue to fight this thing. And we can continue to pull it up at the roots and say it's got to go back to the pits of hell where it comes from. Y'all didn't see that one coming, did you? No, you didn't, but I threw it in there. Yes, I did. I threw it right on up in there. I sure did. But anyway, you know that God is good all the time, because he says Psalm 91 would cover those, and we are his. He said, if we are his, my people, which are called by my name, to humble themselves and pray. He said, and then he will heal this land. Because it's wicked, wicked, wicked. But nevertheless, remember your safety measurements today. Remember the blood. Put it over your house. Put it all over your doorpost. When I see the blood, he said, I'll pass over. So you guys take care. Be a sore. Remember your safety measures today. Stay 6 feet. Please stay away from me anyway. Yes, stay far away. And I've been screaming and hollering, stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away, stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay away. Stay away, stay, 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 stay. Stay away, stay away, stay away. And then I start saying, stay away, you know, 6 feet. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, stay away. Mm-hmm. Stay away, those 6 feet. Stay away, mm-hmm. Stay away. Stay away, those 6 feet. Yeah, come on now. And let's even get us some t-shirts and we put them on us and say, stay 6 feet. Stay away. Stay away. Stay away. I'm here, Terry McKeithen, here on Anchor FM today. I'm coming at you, and you could also hit me back, and you can come in and have an opinion, a comment, say what you want to say. And if you just want to thank Mr. Panabella, give him a big hand. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Y'all, I'm out of here. This is May the 21st. We got some birthdays and things coming on for the month of May. I got a big brother out there, and he's going to have a birthday coming up. So I want to wish him a happy birthday. Happy birthday, big bro. It's a couple days ahead, but big bro, you know who you are. Y'all have a good evening. Terry McKeithen, Anchor FM, just did a live podcast here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2, the number 2. Keep it all real. Well, good evening to all my listeners. McKeithen at Anchor FM. I just want to say that you all can get paid to do a podcast. You can download an app free and follow the instructions, and you can start your very own podcast. I'm doing it so that I can share my story of Mr. Panther, the Panther Bear that I created. And he wants to bring y'all some safety measurements. He wants to continue to remind you all to keep your hands washed and your face masked. And remember to take caution at every risk, where you eat at, what you do during this season. I just wanted to let you know that I will not be using my actual voice the rest of the way through this podcast. I will be using Mr. Panther's voice so that I can speak, and I will be talking also about Granny's Playhouse. I have created a Granny's Playhouse for the kids that are sitting home, maybe bored, and would like to come into Granny's Playhouse here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. I have several grandchildren, and we come when they come to my house, I say no toys allowed, because I allow them to be creative, and they can do and be who they want to be. They can be whoever, a princess, a king. They can be Esther. They can be whatever their dreams are when they come here. So they get to be that character. They can dress themselves up. They can take pictures. They can do videos. So that's why I have the Granny's Playhouse, no toys allowed, no room. And the girls was really against having their little brothers come in and hang out with us, because Granny has fun with the kids. And I'm bringing Mr. Panther Bear along with me today. So you'll hear me, you might hear him, but I'm going to tell you about Granny's Playhouse. Well, here's my friend. I'm Terry McKeithy, your host for the day, and here's Mr. Panther Bear. He will be speaking at it. I'm going to turn it over to him. Well, hello, everyone. I've heard that you have heard about Granny's Playhouse. Yes, Granny has a playhouse where there are no toys allowed. And in her playhouse, she allows the children to create characters within themselves. And they do skits. And they act those things out. And they become who they want to come. So it's a fun thing when they come to Granny's Playhouse, because it's not like any other Granny's house. It's not where you just come and sit down and eat, but it's where you get to have fun and you get to laugh, and then you be so tired by the time you just fall asleep at Granny's Playhouse. I want your children to know that we learn about the king, because they want to be like him. They want to do things greater than he done. They want to do things in order to please the king. And I'm talking about the King Jesus. That's who I'm talking about. They know him. My grandchildren know Jesus. That is the main host. That is the one and only one. That's the God of our salvation. He is the one that we go to, that we run to, that we lean on when we're in trouble. So when they come to Granny's Playhouse, not only do they get to be themselves, but they also get to know my God, my Jesus, my Heavenly Father. We are all one. We are three. The Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost, one. And they enjoy Granny's Playhouse. And when they come to Granny's Playhouse, she has them singing songs of Zion. She has them creating the songs. She has them practicing the songs. So when we come to Granny's Playhouse, not only do we sing songs, but sometimes we might bring out some stuff to bake in the kitchen, fresh from the oven. So we invite you all to come into Granny's Playhouse. And the kids, it's always laughter. And sometimes I'm in Granny's Playhouse, Granny says, okay, now it's time out. Now we got to take time out. We got to take a break from all of this. And the part that they love most is when we come together and pray. Because the Word of God says that a family that prays together, yes, stays together. How about that? And we get together, we begin to tell God we love him and we thank him. And that's what it's all about, because we said, God, you are our God. And we want you to be the God in our life. We're not to have another God. But the children here at Granny's Playhouse know what time it is. They know it's prayer time. They know it's fasting. They know it's working towards the kingdom of God. They know it's about winning souls here at Granny's Playhouse. So as Mr. Bear was saying to you all, we don't have to worry about any toys, man-made things, because they're just temporary things. But we are concerned about souls today. What must I do to be saved? I'm going to ask a question today. What must I do to be saved? I'm talking about me. See, I had to seek God for myself. I had to get that Bible. And I had to start reading about salvation. I went in Romans. And I read all up in Romans till I got my answer. And when it told me what must I do to be saved, I begin to take those initiation steps. I begin to, just like when you go buy a house or you purchase a house, and you have to go and do some things in order to get your paperwork together. So I had to go get my credentials together. I had to get my potentials together. I had to do purpose things that was purposely set up for me to do, to know about Jesus. That's all it was. And there is no other God that can take his place or can turn me from him. It's nothing in this whole world worth me turning in for God. Money's not worth it, baby. The song says, I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. Don't give me no mansion on no hills. Don't give me none of that. But just give me Jesus. My life, he behold. I'd rather have Jesus than silver and gold. So no, I don't have no toys at Granny's Playhouse. Because the children are the delight. It says, rejoice in the Lord, I say. delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. And my desire to see my children serve Him, my grandchildren, that is my heart thing. That's what's wrong with my heart today. It's heavy because I want them all to be wild, bowing down and worshiping the true and living God, the Bible of the real Bible, the real one, the one that is the Word. It's the bread. We can break bread together. And I'm still here at Granny's Playhouse now, inviting you all, if you want the children to listen in, I tell them some stories about Adam and Eve. I tell them they can read, go along and read with me. We could talk about some twins that came on the scene, two brothers that fought against each other, and one of them took the birthright, stole from his brother, and his brother had to forgive him, and how it ended out to the good. Everything the enemy thought was going to happen bad, God worked it out to the good. I can tell you about Joseph, who became the prince of Egypt, who took care of the high priest stuff because he trusted him. He seen a God in him, and he knew that his God was awesome. I can tell you some things or two here at Granny's Playhouse. So welcome. I welcome you to come in and sit down, bring your children, and tune in with me, and we can hear some things going on here at Granny's Playhouse. You can hear a lot of laughter. A lot of laughter. And you can feel the love of God that I'm trying to offer these children when they come in Granny's Playhouse. So you are listening to Terry McKeithen once again on Anchor FM2. Holler at me. Get back with me. Keep me in your prayers, those that can get a prayer through. Pray for Mr. Panther. Pray for Sister Cucumber. Pray for us all. So thank you, Sister Cucumber and Brother Panther Bear, for coming into the podcast. So thank you all listeners, you podcast listeners, thank you. Hope you enjoy something I said, and I hope that you will come back and listen in. All right, have a good evening. Be blessed. Well, good evening. It is now 8:33. It is Wednesday evening. Oh, wow. I'm so excited. I have something just for you today. I've been cooking it up. I've been cooking all day thinking, what can I feed you, my people, here on my podcast, listening at Anchor FM. I am doing a podcast. How about it? Well, I'm back today. I am Panther Bear. Yes, Panther Bear. I will be reading some scriptures to you today. Yes, I will. I will be coming from John, the book of John, the 10th chapter. It says, "Very verily I say unto you, he that enters not the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same as a thief and a robber. But he that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Well, how about that? He's talking about taking care of the sheep, being the shepherd. That when he has taken care of the sheep for such a time, the sheep, they hear him and they follow his voice. And if they do not know that stranger, they will flee from that stranger. So he puts a parable together here so that we can understand that when he enters in the door, he is the shepherd of the sheep. To him, the porter opens and the sheep hears his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. We are his sheep. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And a stranger they will not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the strangers. This parable spake Jesus of them. They understood not what things they was which he spake unto them. They couldn't understand it. They did not, I repeat, they did not have the spiritual understanding. No, they didn't. So he began to say on, and these letters are in red, which represents words that Jesus spoke, yes, here in the Bible, the Holy Bible. It means set aside. It means, oh, hallelujah, the Holy One. He says, then Jesus said unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Yes, find pasture. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and destroy. I am come that they might have life, and they might have life abundantly. Well, we thank God for the reading of the word today. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd, whose own sheep are not his, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. The hireling flees because he is a hireling, cares not for the sheep. I am the good shepherd and know my voice and I know of mine. Yes. Just like when you have friends and you look for friends to have your back and something happens, and the friends runs away, and you are left with all the blame to take. But God does not do us like that. Our God, our Heavenly Father, he knows his children. We are his sheep. He says, we are his sheep. His sheep hears his voice, and a stranger they will not follow. We are to hear God's voice, and a stranger will not to follow. And what have these other guys done and giving their life for you that you cause you want to serve them? What did they give? When something happened, they leave and they flee. But God gave his life. He didn't leave us. He don't leave you. And that's what's so awesome about it. He don't leave you. I had to think there for a minute. He said, I'm the good shepherd and know my sheep and I know. And I know of mine. And the Father know me, even so I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. That soul sheep called Nanane. He laid his life down. We thank you, Father God. We praise you, Father God. We magnify you for you being the good shepherd. The word of God says, my sheep hear my voice. And a stranger they will not follow. And if I could sing a little bit of that song tonight, I would sing, my sheep hear my voice. They come running to me. They come running to me. And you say, I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? My sheep, they hear my voice, and they come running to me. They come running to me. And you say, I am your shepherd. Why aren't you following me? I don't understand. Someone that gives his life for you, you can leave and turn and run from him. He says that he that is a hireling and not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees, and the wolf catches them and scatters the sheep. So they leave. They run away. But God said, I'll never leave or forsaken you, my children. So today here on the podcast, here at Anchor FM, I am Pastor Bear, giving you a message, giving you a little something to snack on tonight, a little snack, something to fulfill that appetite, something that can quench that thirst tonight, the Word of God. I'm bringing it to you tonight. I hope you enjoy. Eat up, enjoy. He says, for a sheep, know his voice. And a stranger, they will not follow. So do not follow strangers. Know his voice tonight. I want to say thank you for my podcast listeners here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. Yes, here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2, where you can even also come in and become a podcaster yourself. You can download the app and get the tools, and you can start making money, and you can enjoy and have fun doing it, and you can get the world in your corner, and you can just have fun. So come on and come listen in and enjoy the podcast here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen, the number 2. Thank you, all you listeners. This is Panther Bear, over and out tonight. Over and out. Enjoy.
Well, we're back today here on May 26, 2020. Here on Anchor FM, I'm Terry McKeithen. I'm here. I'm Lady T, known as Lady T at the table. If you come in, you can come in looking for me at the table. Lady T at the table here on Anchor FM. Oh, I just want to say I'm just excited. Once again, I do thank God for my life, my health, my strength. I thank him for all that he has been doing in my life and around me. I thank God for his protection. I thank him for his goodness. I thank him for the calling that he called up and placed upon my life. I haven't always known which way to allow myself to go, but I know that when I go in God's way, that I'm gonna go in the right way. So I know that I'm still in construction today. God is still doing a work on me, so please be patient with me. When he first called me, I started having all these excuses. I said, well, I stutter, I have a stutter problem, and I begin to say all these things, and God said there is no excuse. So if I mispronounce my words or say something or stutter, it's a reason for everything. Do I want to be stuttering? No. Am I trying not to stutter? Yes. So I'm here today to bring you the one and only. The one and only, the one above, the one, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. His name is Jesus. We reverence him today here at the table at my Soul Cafe. I'm inviting all you podcast listeners to come in and sit a while. And come in and see what I'm cooking up in here. See what I got going on in here. See what we can. I got something specially cooking for you. Especially. I'm talking today about, as you come into my Soul Cafe, I do want you to realize we do worship here in this Soul Cafe. We worship. I have some worship music for you. You know, we can just listen to some worship music. Or, you know, you don't necessarily have to hear me talking all the time. But I would like to say that I do want to be the first one to say praise God today. I just want to give him the glory and the honor. And I just love worshiping him, because worship is what defeats the enemy. No matter what you're going through, if you are depressed and you start worshiping God, something comes on over you. It's not something, it's the spirit. That heaviness has to go. And then you have that freedom, you be set free. Because all it is the enemy gripping you and holding you in a state of fear or unbelief, or telling you, no, this isn't it. Or this person done you this way, or you shouldn't forgive them. But none of those things should move us when we know that God said, this is what he said, that I should love him with all our heart, mind, body, and soul. He said, love our neighbors, ourselves. He tells the husband to love their wives. But I'm back to worshiping, because I'm trying to make a point with all of it. We're to worship like never before. We was created. Praise is what we was created to do. So today here on Anchor FM, the podcast is live. I am recording it as we speak. I'm praying that something I say, that you all will be satisfied within your spirit man. I pray that you will eat up, that you will eat, and that you will taste and see that the Lord taste and see that the Lord is good today. I want you to know that we are here, and I'm trying to bring a feast to you all. I'm trying to feed that spiritual man. I'm trying to get that man to have a spiritual awakening with God. I'm trying to let you know that I have a calling. He said, if you love me, feed my sheep. So I know some of you can agree with me. It's just, how do we do it? How do we push ourselves into that area to be used by God? When we got so much going on around us, the family members, they going through, your loved ones, they trying to pull you down as they're going through. Because you're trying to lift up the name of Jesus. All you're saying is that, look up towards heavens. Your Redeemer draws nigh. Look. Look up. Look towards the hills, for which comes your help comes from the Lord. But I want to still talk about worship. Because when we start worshiping him and talking about him and telling about his goodness, you know how you have in a relationship, and you talk about that person all the time, like the woman might talk about the man and how good he is and what he's been doing, and he took her here, he did this, he brought her that, he got her this. You know how the story go, and vice versa. Well, I'm the one that's talking about the goodness of Jesus and telling all the good things that he's doing in my life. He's doing this and he's doing that. He's allowing me to wake up every morning. He's keeping me through all that's going on. He's letting me know his word, that Psalms 91 said that no evil thing will come near my dwelling. He lets me know no evil and sickness and curses and disease can stay around me, because when the heaviness is lifted and the Spirit of God comes in and take over, it's nothing the devil can do. It's history. So, but I want y'all to know that you are here at the Soul Cafe here at Anchor FM. Terry McKeithen, the number 2, here on Anchor FM. I was definitely inviting you to come in and listen, and sit down and take a minute, take off your shoes. You might be in the shower. You might be getting ready to have your dinner. You know, whatever your day is becoming to be this evening. We are here in the late evening. You know, I'm trying to bring you a little supper. So it's supper time, really. It's supper time. And, you know, I think about the disciples when they was all sat there and they had the last supper. We don't want it to be the last supper. We want it to be the beginning, a new beginning for you who has come into my cafe, or podcast listeners. I'm just inviting all of you to just sit. And I hope that you will continue to read your word. You would find the scriptures maybe I'm talking about. Maybe you would seek him. You know, you would seek him while he's near. I pray that you begin to call upon him. I pray that you begin to get a praise in your spirit today. I pray that those hands will go up and be lifted up before God all over this place, all over here in my Soul Cafe, here on the podcasting, here on Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen, the number two, and I'm here bringing you a podcast, something that I never thought I would be doing. Couldn't even imagine, but that's what God says. We cannot even imagine all the things that God has said and done, he has prepared for us. We can't even imagine. The words that we speak are life. He said there's power in the tongue. There's death and there's life. I speak life today. So y'all might be sick, going through a sickness. Maybe you had the virus. Maybe you been having a common cold or sniffles or whatever symptoms you might have. I'm binding those things up and I'm sending them back to the pits of hell. We don't want none of the devil's mess. I'm praying for the hairstylists, those that do hair today. I'm praying that they will have a Psalms 91 covering over them. I'm praying for those that open their doors for people to come in and eat, those cooks, that God will have a Psalm 91 over them. I'm praying for the world to not forget God, but to bring him back into his rightful place in their life, in their home, and that with their job. I'm praying, God, you would take Jesus with you everywhere you go. I'm praying that you will continue to pray one for another here on my podcast here at Anchor FM. I'm Terry McKeithen, the number 2. I still want to talk about worship and praise, because we want to give him all the glory, not some of the glory, but we want to give God glory. We want to give him the praise. We want to give him glory. We want to give him the praise. We want to give him glory. And we give him the praise. And if y'all don't mind, I'm going to give him glory. And I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to give him glory. And I'm going to give him the praise. I'm going to give him the glory. And I'm going to give him the praise today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I feel like praising him today here at the Soul Cafe here with Lady T. Ah, yo, so she called na nay nay. I tell you, I'm feeling something up in here. Yes, it's getting heated up in this Soul Cafe today. So I'm asking you if you need a little something to cool you off, a little cool and water, anything, stop on by. I got it. All drinks is on me, as I said. What would you like a cup of? I talked about that coffee earlier. Get the brewing and some things, get the percolating on the inside. We're going to pray today the Holy Ghost will get the moving in your life. And you begin to find yourself down worshiping God and bow down and say, Lord, let me bow down and worship you today. Oh, and let God, hallelujah, hallelujah, let God's face light up. Oh, let God see you worshiping him. He said, those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. I'm coming back again. I'm going back to that worship thing. When he met the woman at the well, he said, where's your husband? She said, I don't have one. He said, yes, you have told the truth. And she said, come see a man who told me all about myself. She said, is you the Messiah? Hallelujah, the Messiah. Hallelujah. Awesome in the Lord. I tell you, he is the Messiah. He is called, anointed, and appointed. And he had, so he rose, he got up, he died, he took that cross, he took that whooping, he took that beating for you and I today. And I tell you, I don't know nobody else like that would do us like that. Do you know somebody? I don't know nobody. But anyway, can't nobody do us like Jesus. So today, I'm just praying and asking you as we are coming together here at the Soul Cafe that the prayers or the writings will avail much, and that something I said today will spark up your spiritual man, that you have gotten something that I've said and take it and run with it. You know, it's nothing new under the sun today. You can find it in Ecclesiastes, in the book of Ecclesiastes. Read your Bible. Read some stories. It's so much adventurous, and there's so many it's so many miracles that took place in the Bible. It was so large, he couldn't even contain everything that God did. The wine, when he turned the water into wine. Oh, God was doing great and mighty things. But I tell you, they began to drink and they said, oh, you have saved the best for last. Isn't that something? He came in and he had a party with them. And I want to say today that we too can have a Holy Ghost party. We have a good time in the Lord, in the things of God. Yes, we don't have to be at the bar. I have a spiritual bar. Like I said, I'll drink so many. What would you like? A cup of love, a cup of hate, a cup of bitterness, a cup of joy. Would you like a cup of run me now? Would you like a cup of run over? Would you like a cup of more than enough? Would you like I am that I am? Would you like a cup of a lily of the valley? I got all kind of drinks. So would you like some of that grandma's water at the well? That cooling water today. Cooling water. I'm the grandma here at the Soul Cafe. So come on into my kitchen. I'm cooking up something special for each and every one of you podcast listeners. I'm hoping and praying that you will hear something I said and that it will set a spark off in you. It will set you afire, and that the Holy Ghost will breathe upon you today in the name of Jesus, and that everything that is wrong in your life, that it will be burned up today. Not like in my kitchen. I'm not trying to burn anything, but I'm trying to burn something in the spiritual realm. Not naturally, I'm not trying to burn anything, but in the natural realm, I'm going to not burn anything, but in the spiritual realm, I'm asking you to come on into the Soul Cafe and let's burn some stuff. Let's burn today. Burn up some stuff, all that. Let the Holy Ghost come and burn it. Yes, so burn up all that unrighteous stuff. Let him burn it up. Let him clean you up today. Let him make a new person. I said, let God, let him make a believer out of you. Yes, he'll make a believer out of you too. So once again, you all have been listening to my podcast. You know, I want you to continue to be encouraged, to read your Bible, to let you know that there is nothing too hard for the Lord today. So continue to listen in. He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. I will continue to invite you all to come in into the Soul Cafe here on Anchor FM, Terry McKeithen 2. You guys, keep praying, keep trusting in God. And remember, the prayers of the righteous avail as much, so take care.